Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week we are continuing our discussion of learning to see reality as it truly is, or learning to see things the way they really are according to God, so that we can walk in victory even in the most difficult of circumstances. And we're narrowing our focus a bit for the next couple of weeks to the place and the role of emotions. A major obstacle to walking in victory in this life is lack of understanding of the place and the role of emotions and how to deal with them. We've made this statement each day this week, but it bears repeating. All these things that we're talking about walking in victory, it all sounds great when you're in church and you feel good. But when you get out and crash right into life's troubles and all the emotions that go with that, a lot of this stuff goes out the window. So it's very important that we talk about the role and the place of emotions and how to deal with them in the light of all that we're saying about reality as it truly is and walking in the victory God has provided for us. Now, we made several general statements about emotions yesterday. Let me briefly repeat them and we'll pick up where we left off. Emotions are not sinful. They were given to us by God, and they are part of human nature. As with every part of human nature, they've been damaged by sin. They can give us incorrect information, and they can drive us to act in ungodly ways. We need to learn to deal with our emotions according to the Word of God. We can't base our view of reality on what we feel, nor can we allow what we feel to dictate how we act. The Bible, God's Word, shows us the way things really are. It's not how we feel. It's what God says. I've had people tell me, well, I just feel this about that. Well, it really doesn't matter what you feel. I say that with all due respect. What matters is what does God say? God's Word shows us the way things really are. Sometimes our emotions are in complete agreement with what God says, but sometimes they're not. And when they're not, we have to defer to God's Word and say, no matter what I feel, your Word is the truth. God's Word will change what I feel. God's Word also is the standard as far as how we are to behave. We're not to base how we act on our feelings. Sometimes our feelings direct us to act in appropriate ways, in godly ways. But sometimes they don't. Our emotions have to be brought under the control of the power of God, and they have to be transformed by the power of God so that we are able to express emotions in ways that glorify God. Now, we made the statement that emotions are not spontaneous. Emotions are not volitional. They're not under the direct control of your will. You cannot will yourself to feel an emotion. You cannot will yourself to not feel an emotion. It's so important that you understand that, because sometimes Christians think, well, I'm not supposed to feel bad anymore now that I'm a Christian. And so when they feel bad, they feel guilty, because they feel bad. They're afraid they lack faith. And sometimes they just try to really pretend they're not feeling what they're actually feeling. But if you understand, emotions are spontaneously generated. If somebody pulls a gun on you, you're going to feel fear. Fear will be stimulated by what you see, namely a gun pulled on you by someone you don't know. You won't have to will yourself to feel it. It'll be there. Now, if you find out it's a toy gun, the fear will go away, but it'll probably be replaced by anger at this person for doing this to you, for scaring you like that. But the point for our discussion is emotions are spontaneously generated. Now, for several weeks, we've been looking at the incident in Paul's life where he was shipwrecked on the island of Melita, because we can see played out in the life of a real person how learning to live according to the way things really are, as God sees them, rather than according to the way they look, can give you victory even in difficult situations. Well, this incident also gives us some insight into dealing with emotions. We left off yesterday in Acts chapter 27 when the storm was raging, the ship was being tossed about, they're throwing stuff overboard to try to lighten the ship in the hopes of keeping the ship afloat. Paul was below deck and an angel of God appeared to him. And in verse 22, let me start in verse 23. For there stood by me, Paul, this night, the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. The angel's first words to Paul were, fear not. Weymouth's translation says, dismiss fear. Now, this statement from the angel tells us a lot. First off, it tells us there was the possibility of feeling fear in this situation. It wouldn't have been inappropriate for Paul to feel afraid. He doesn't will himself to feel fear. He doesn't have to. Crashing waves and howling wind and a ship bouncing up and down would be enough to stimulate the emotion of fear. Fear is aroused when the force coming against us is bigger than the resources we have available to help and protect us. So the angel appears and says, fear not. Dismiss fear, Paul. Refuse to fear. Now, I just said a few moments ago that you cannot will yourself to feel something or to not feel something. So how could Paul refuse to fear since he can't will himself to not fear, to not be afraid? How can he refuse to fear? Well, if we keep reading here, we get the answer to that question. The angel goes on to give Paul something with which to counter the fear and the information stimulating the fear. He gave him God's word. If we keep reading here, let me keep reading. Verse 24, here's what the angel said. Fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. The angel told him, he gave him information, God's word, with which to counter the fear. The angel said, you're gonna survive the storm. See, that's how you deal with emotions. You bring in information from God's word. You change the stimulus. Paul was feeling fear because of the circumstances, what he could see. It would be natural for fear to be stimulated in somebody in that circumstance. So the angel gave him additional information. Dealing with emotions does not mean you will yourself to stop feeling something. It means you take into consideration what God says over and above what you see and feel. You don't pretend that you aren't feeling something that you're actually feeling. You overcome your emotions with God's word. See, when you overcome fear or any emotion, the source or the stimulus of the fear doesn't necessarily go away. The storm didn't stop when the angel said, fear not, Paul. When you overcome fear, you simply learn to see things differently so that you're no longer afraid. Paul's just been given information from Almighty God. You're gonna survive this. So the stimulus has been removed. Fear is generated when what's coming against you is bigger than the resources and power you have available to you. Well, the angel has just told him, Paul, you got a bigger gun. You got Almighty God, and he says, you're gonna survive this. Fear may be the appropriate emotional reaction based on what you see, but there's more information available in every circumstance. Unseen facts revealed in God's word. What we see gives us information. God's word also gives us information. Both sources of information, the information that comes from both sources, what we see and feel, and what God says, both of them affect us. Now, Paul went on board the ship, and he told the rest of the sailors God's word. An angel appeared to me last night. Wherefore, sirs, let me keep reading, verse 25, wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told to me. He told them, we're all going to survive. God told me that last night. Now, he did say the ship's going to be destroyed, but if you all will follow my instructions as per the angel, given to me by the angel, then you'll survive. He tells them, be of good cheer. Be of good cheer means, the Amplified there says, keep up your courage. Courage is mental or moral strength to persevere and withstand danger, fear, or difficulty. In other words, Paul's saying, I got inside information. There's more to this than the way it looks. We're all going to survive. So take that word, encourage yourself, and stand strong. Now, Paul was a master at this. If we turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, we find a statement he made. I'm just going to read one statement. If we read the whole passage, he was describing the many hardships he faced as he preached the gospel. In chapter 6, verse 10, he says, sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. He described himself as being sorrowful yet rejoicing. Knox translation says, sad men that rejoice continually. The New Living Translation says, our hearts ache, but we always have joy. Paul talked about feeling sorrowful yet rejoicing. Rejoicing cannot be an emotional response to the situation because Paul said, when I am sad, well, that's an emotion, I rejoice. You can't feel sad and happy at the same time over the same thing. See, he was sad because something stimulated or generated that feeling in him. Now, Paul was a real person whom we'll really meet in heaven, and he experienced the pressures and pain of circumstances and the emotions generated by them just like we do. I mean, if you read farther on in this letter in chapter 11, he gives a whole list of trials that he faced as he preached the gospel. And then he goes on to say, apart from these external trials, I have the daily burden of responsibility for all the churches. Who is weak and I do not feel his weakness? Who is made to stumble and fall and have faith and have his faith hurt, and I am not on fire with sorrow or indignation. So he's saying, I have a lot of emotional challenges and a lot of things that make me sorrowful, but I rejoice. To rejoice is a response.
You've been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619. 19.